The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said this lunchtime the government will not be insisting that RTE sell its headquarters at Donnybrook in Dublin. Earlier, Taoiseach Micheál Martin described calls for RTE to sell the site as silly. Mr Martin said selling land does not create sustainability in an organisation.
I mean, you can say sell land. That doesn't create sustainability. It deals with a once-off. It creates a once-off capital revenue. It doesn't deal with long-term sustainability. I've been in government a long time. Very often selling land is something you regret later. But that may not be the case here. There's a lot, Minister McGrath has asked New Era to come in. So we need a proper detailed consideration, not sound bites.
Let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, this land sale issue was raised at the Dáil Committee yesterday. It's been talked about before. But both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach seeming to scotch any plan, certainly for an early disposal of land.
Yeah, I suppose there's a sense of don't sell off the family silver. Also a sense, Brian, that yes, they would raise, potentially, given where we are located here, hundreds of millions, but that won't fix RTE in the long term. That is a cash injection. And then you've sold off the land, Micheál Martin saying himself there. He's been in government a long time. He's worked in these kind of things before, whereby you sell off land and sometimes you can go on to regret it. Micheál Martin had quite a bit to say about RTE at his press event this morning. He was asked when a detailed plan on the future of the organisation should be drawn up by management and given to the government. He said this needs to take place before the budget to ensure funding, and he said that that is still a few weeks away. He also spoke about the departure of Ryan Tuberty from RTE and how that happened. He said he was not entirely comfortable with the way that RTE management had engaged with the former presenter. He said he didn't want to get into personalities again on this, but he said he did have concerns over what took place. I'm not entirely comfortable with how it's all been dealt with, he said. The Grant Thornton report laid it out, and I think there are more fundamental issues here about the governance of RTE, the lack of authority from RTE in all those issues that arose over the summer.
Separately, Brian, RTE today addressed this question of a tender for a photographer to take pictures, still pictures, on the set of Fair City.
Yeah, just to give people a brief reminder of what's all this about. In recent days, there was media reporting that RTE had offered a tender of €240,000 over 3 years for a photographer to take pictures for Fair City. That would break down to €80,000 a year. There was some concern expressed about this. It was a figure that was put to RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst at yesterday's media committee. And he, in response, said he was not aware of every single hiring decision, but he was surprised to see this. Now, we had a clarificating statement from RTE today, Brian, in which they said that, yes, it's €240,000, but it's actually over 4 years. That would break down to be €60,000 per year. They said this represented better value to it rather than engaging professional photographers on an ad hoc basis. This photographer would have to produce 16 approved photos each week for 50 weeks of the year. They may have to work over weekends. They may have to do night shifts. So the point basically being made by RTE, it would be a lot more expensive to hire someone in on a picture-by-picture basis or a job-by-job basis. They're saying this is a cheaper way to do it. It's a tender that's gone out. They're also saying it's a renewal of a tender that had previously existed.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much for that.